Okay, so now we're up to the second paragraph in the Grizz on Hilchos Megillah. First piece. Vihine Barambam Perek Beis Hilchos Megillah Halacha Tes Ein Kosvenes Megillah Ela Bidyo Al Hagvil or Al Haklath Ketzei Tetorah Vitzricha Sirtut Kitora Atzma, v'chule. Ve'enin et feres ala begidin, kisei fetora. Ad kan lushona. Ve'ayinu kapirish rashi. Didin sirtet shel megillah yolaf misei fetora v'lo mimezuzah. Right, offhand it sounds like rashi. That sirtet is halach and sei fetora. It's nothing to do with mezuzah. Right, the Rambam doesn't mention mezuzah at all. U'kishitaso shepasuk le'el, Perak Aleph, Milchus Tefillin, Halacha Yabez, the Gam Sirtut, Shal Sefer Torah, Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Okay. Ela, the Yesh L'Dakdeik, V'Lashon Rambam. Dilein Yen Adidim, De'inim Nechtevis, El Al Gvil, Al Klop, In and Feres, El Begidin, Nokat Belishne, Belishne, Kesefer Torah. Ulein Yen Adin, The Tzricha Sirtut, Nokat Kitorah Atzma, V'Tzorach Bir, Shini Aloshen. Right, and as when the Ram tells you the halacha of Dio and Gvil, he says Kasefa Torah. When he tells you the halacha of Tfira, Begidim, he says Kasefa Torah. But when he says Sirtut, he expresses it in a different phrase, Kitora Atzma. Okay? Okay, that's a good deal. Vanira, little mummies, the hard to Sefa Torah boy, Sirtut, ain't ze me'adinim shall Sefa Torah. Rak Yisod Din Zen Nemar Al Torah Atzma, the Torah Boy Sirtut Bichzivasa. V'Davaze Yesh Lilmod Gam Medivrei Rambam Meperek Alf Melchus Tefillin Halach Yabez Shikasav Sham Halach Lamash V'Sinai Shein Kosen Sefer Torah V'Lo Mezuzah Ela B'Sirtut Aval Tefillin Einam Tzricham Sirtut Lefi Shein Mechupin. Right, strange Rambam. So the Grizz asked the Kasha, V'tzarachin, lama lana taima b'tfilin, l'fishayim mechupin. Right, why does Ram have to give you a reason? That tfilin don't require sirtut, because they're mechupin. V'akevad yasoda din the sirtut, b'sefer Torah mezuzah, hu alach l'mosh mesinai, hu v'tfilin leka helchasa, in came a melech to lo boy sirtut. Right? That's all the Ram has to tell you, is it's alach l'mosh mesinai, that sefer Torah and mezuzah, tzrichim sirtut. Okay, but there's no halacha l'mosh mesinai by tefillin, so of course they don't get sirtut. V'lama lan taimim b'zeh. Why is the Ram giving reasons here? What's he giving a reason for? He doesn't have to give a reason. If there's no halacha l'mosh mesinai legabe tefillin, so that's it. You would never ever think that there should be sirtut. If it's halacha l'mosh mesinai by sefer Torah, it's halacha l'mosh mesinai. So that's it. You can't universalize from there. So what do you need a reason for why tefillin doesn't have a sirtut? Doesn't make any sense. Yeah. V'chi taima da halacha asla shminin? What is the Rambam speculating on the reasons behind halacha l'mosh mesinai? V'tzarachin? Yeah.
What's wrong with him speculating on the reason?
Yeah, see, I think the Grizz, when he says that V'lamalon taim b'zeh, V'chi taim b'dalacha asala shmi'inan v'tzarachian, and right, he says, Lama lana time of its fill if he shame mechupin. Valkev the Yisoda didn't see it to save terms of he halacha mosh mesinai, with its fill in leka helchasa. Vim came a male little boy sirtat. I would say like this. It's not a question. The Grizz isn't saying whether or not the Rambam's reason, let's assume the Rambam's reason is 100% correct. But that's just a backdrop for why there's no halacha l'mosh mesinai. But the reason why tefillin don't have this din is because there is no halacha l'moshe m'sinai. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's really in the halachic system. I could speculate why tefillin should, the ritzuah should be black. And let's assume even I came up with the right reason. Let's assume I knew this is the reason. But that's not, it's not that reason that I do it. It's because, definitively, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that it must be done, and that's why it's ma'akev. So therefore, when you say it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai by Sefer Torah, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai by mezuzah, that they require sirtut, and then there's no halacha l'moshe m'sinai by tefillin, that's it, that's all the Ram should say. That is the reason why you don't have it. Because there is no halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Why does the Rambam all of a sudden have to give you the backdrop, the reason for the halacha l'moshe m'sinai? That's not logical in the world of halacha. That's his point. It's simply out of place in this kind of system to give you the reason. Lamalan Taimim Bazaar. We don't need reasons for it. We're here in the definitive world of halacha. And the answer is because there's no halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That's why there's no sirtut. Okay? So now he says, Ulam l'fianal ha'davar mavor heitev. The be'emes ikr din sirtut eino toli klal b'din sefer Torah mezuzah. Rak ikra locha nemra al Torah atzma shetzricha sirtut b'ksivasa v'sefer Torah mezuzah travayo chara milson inu b'zeh the travayo ksiva shel Torah inu u'memela degam tfilin hayu shayachim la'alacha shel sirtut ilav mishum taima shei mechupen. So now the Grid says, no, there's only one real answer to this question. And that is that the Rambam does not hold that these were particular halacha l'moshe m'sinais. There wasn't the halacha l'moshe m'sinai about Sefer Torah and a separate halacha l'moshe m'sinai about tefillin, about mezuzah. That's not correct. That is not correct. Rather, it was one halacha l'moshe m'sinai that the Torah content, the content of Torah Shebichsav demands sirtut. And that's why Sefer Torah requires it, and that's why mezuzah requires it. It's the very content of Torah that requires it. So now the Rambam is trying to answer. So how's it possible that tefillin does not have sirtut? How's that possible? After all, they are also, they're the Dalit Parshios. They're Parshios HaTorah. So that's why the Rambam had to give a reason. Because it's an open steerer. And if you don't bring it out, on the contrary, people will naturally conclude that why shouldn't you have sirtut by tefillin? So he had to answer it. If they were particular halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and the Grid is right, then the lama lan taimin b'zeh. There's here, there's there, there's not here. So that's the end of the story. But if you understand that it's halacha in Torah content, in Torah, not the particular entity of a Sefer Torah, or the particular entity of a mezuzah, but halacha in Torah, you see, so then you're going to have a kasha. What about tefillin? So that's where the Rambam steps in. He's not the only one, by the way. The Rambam, Tosus, the Gaonim, they all give this answer that they're mechupin. Okay? That's why you have to get in. Now, the Grizz doesn't want to get in And typical of the Grizz, I mean, he doesn't let himself digress. He's not interested in exploring right now why, what kind of reason is mechupin. And what is, who cares if they're mechupin? Aye, they're still kisvei kodesh, right? And why don't they require sirtut? He's not answering that. He just wants to show you one thing, that the, based on the fact that the Rambam says the reasoning of mechupin, you should realize that there's a universal halacha Moshe Sinai that Torah requires. The content of Torah requires sirtut. That's what the Grizz wants to show you from there. That's what he wants you to see. Right, so it comes out at this point. So you have a machlokes, a Rambam and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, sirtut is a din in Yesodei HaTorah, in Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's what requires sirtut. And therefore it's limited, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai is limited to that cheftza that is pure Yesodei HaTorah, which is mezuzah. It's just mezuzah. And, right? Because mezuzah has the two elements. Yichud Hashem and Schar Va'onesh. That's Yesodei HaTorah. That's Kabbalah's old Malchus Shemayim. Okay? And then, that's Tosfos. And the Rambam holds, no. Sirtut is a din in Torah. In Torah itself. Simply Torah. Any Torah Shebichsav requires Sirtut. That's the Rambam. It could mean when the Grizz says Shetzricha Sirta Dixivasa, maybe he holds that has to qualify the Maisik Siva. I'm not sure. But I'm not sure if that's the underline, that word Dixivasa. Is he trying to allude to that idea? Or does he just simply mean that wherever you put Torah in the form of Ksav, so requires Sirta. The Nafkamina would be, could you do the Sirta after you write it? Would that be enough? Or does it have to be, written? I don't know if he means that. I'm inclined to believe it means the second way I said. That it just means that when you put Torah Shebech Ksav in the form of writing, it needs Sirta. Okay?
Okay, and he's not highlighting it as part of the Iker, that's just the method.
It sounds that way, yes. Okay. I believe there is a question in the Rishonim whether or not it suffices to do the Sirtut after you wrote it. Or does the Sirtut have to be present to qualify the very writing? But I don't believe the Grizz is really getting into that now. Okay. We'll come back to the problem of Mechup then. That'd be a nice thing to try to answer. We'll come back to it. Let's just for the moment skip the rest of this paragraph. Okay? Basically what he wants to show you is from the Shakal of Atari in the Gemara Menachos, you can see that his idea is correct. Okay? Alright. Okay. Well, let's get it. We can come back to that paragraph too if you like. But I just want to stay focused on the main idea. Okay?
Ready?
Yes. Okay, so we're taking the high road here. All right, so we're skipping down to Lafia Mavur Nira. Okay? Okay, he says, Lafia Mavur Nira, Dahad de Megillah Nikra Sefer, Vahad de Darshina Mikra de Divrei Shalom Vemes, Darehi kamita shel Torah be'emes shnei dinim nefradim heim v'lo shaychi klal adadi d'had nikra sefer hu le'inyin adinim anemarim b'sefer Torah. There's when you have the drush on daf yutes that a Megillah is called a sefer, that is within the framework of a cheftza of a sefer Torah. the very chefs, the very entity of a Sefer Torah. V'tluyim b'din Sefer Torah shabo. V'alzehu din nikre Sefer. V'din Megillah k'din Sefer Torah b'chol eilu adinim. And in that regard, the chefs of a Megillah Esther has to be exactly like a chefs of shal Sefer Torah in regarding those halachas and those dinim. V'hod darshina mikra the divrei shalom v'emes. Deharehi kamita shal Torah hu dover acher lagamrei. That's a completely separate idea. No relationship to the concept of a chefza of a sefer Torah. That's not what amita shal Torah means. V'hu le'inyan din sirtut din izbar de'ein otoli klal b'din sefer Torah rak b'Torah atzma. The Torah ain't a nechteves ela b'sirtut. V'al zehu debo hakra the divrei shalom v'emes the gam hakosuf b'megillah harehen kidivrei Torah she'einam nechtavim ela b'sirtut. Okay? Ba'ofen da'adin the divrei shalom v'emes darehi kamit shal Torah lo nema klal atzma shalom megillah rak al hadvorim haksuvim b'megillah. Divrei shalom v'emes is not coming to tell you about the chefza of the Megillah. But rather it's talking about the very content and ideas of the Megillah. That Shehem Kedivrei Torah Linyan Sirtat. Aval din atzma shel ha-Megillah b'ksivaso tfiraso mikro de b'sefer hudav shamin in la. But if you want to know about the halachas of the chefza shel Megillah, that you have to look at the Gemaras and Daf Yutes, the Darshan from Sefer, etc. Okay? So in other words, going to the Griz, there are two ideas. Sefer is a din in the Chefta Shal Sefer Torah. And the Megillah has to mimic the Chefta Shal Sefer Torah regarding certain things. But then there's an idea of Divrei Shalom V'emes. And that's halach in the very content of the Megillah. Meaning, what is written in the Megillah is exactly Torah as the words and content of the Sefer Torah. And that's what it means, that Divrei Shalom V'emes. And that's a separate chaloshem regarding the content, that it's Torah. That's a chaloshem Torah. Okay? And that's where the din of sirtut comes in. And it's not Allah in the chefza of a Sefer Torah, nor the chefza of a Megillah. Okay? So at this point, I would just take it one step further, if I may, and say the following. That if you noticed, or if you didn't, I'll tell it to you. According to Balei Tosus, who hold that there's no din sirtut by a Sefer Torah, right, there's no halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, that is. However, Tosus brings down in Menachas that according to Rabbeinu Tam, and this is, of course, I think it was the minig of the Balei Tosus in general, that they did do sirtut by a Sefer Torah. Why did they do sirtut by a Sefer Torah? There's no halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. The answer is because of Zeke Levan Veil. Now, it's simply, sirtut allows for a ksav that is nice, that's straight. It doesn't curve, it doesn't, veer off. It's a ksav miyushar. It's a proper ksav. That's a lachas and hider mitzvah, in zek heli van veil. But I would venture to say that there's another idea of sirtut. Okay, that both Tosfos and the Rambam agree with. That's not a lacha in Zekei Levan Veil, but it's a lacha. The machlokas we could leave out. Let me just get the basic idea. In other words, I'll take it from Divrei Shalom V'Emes, like the Rambam. In other words, simply according to the Rambam, that content that can be put in writing, which of course is really only Torah Shemachsav, must be differentiated from Ksav that does not reflect its source being ultimately God. In other words, ksav that has the character of shalom ve'emes, that infinite character, that perfect, truthful character, that ksav has to be differentiated from mundane ksav, from ksav that is not inherently of an infinite character and a character of truth. And that's the idea of, that's what I would say is, you know, the idea of sirtut. So when Mordechai and Esther, in the first year, it was sent out simply as an igeras. But in the second year, they sent out the Megillah again, and this time they informed the Am that they're divrei shalom ve'emes, meaning they wanted to let the Am know that this is not a mere igeras, that this is Torah shebichsav. I should say Torah shebichsav, because it wasn't Torah shebichsav yet, but it was divrei shalom ve'emes, meaning it has the same truth and same character as Torah itself. Which, of course, that's why they were successful in getting it nikva as part of Kisvei Kodesh. But that's what it means. It's Divrei Shalom V'Emes, that they're talking about the very content and ideas that are in the Sefer. You see? And they want to say it exactly has the same character as Torah itself. And that's when you require Sirtut. Sirtut differentiates the Ksav. Of course, according to Bali Tosus, they hold that that's only demanded by a cheftza that reflects Yisori Adas. So it's limited to a cheftza of a mezuzah. But it's the same kind of concept, a similar concept. You see? But that's the lach of Divrei Shalom V'Emes, according to the Rambam. It's Kitora Atzma. It's a lach in a certain kind of an entity that has a content, as opposed to a cheftz of a Sefer Torah, or a cheftz of a tefillin, or a cheftz of a mezuzah. It's not about those cheftz shel mitzvah. It's about the content itself. That's the din. And then the Griz, the Griz brings a beautiful raya. He says, ba'ofnet, he says, uve emes shekein him advar mevorm lehedji b'Yerushalmi, perak alef to Megillah alacha alef, Rabbi Chelbo, Reb Lazer, Nemar Khan, Divrei Shalom V'Emes, V'Nemar, Laholet Emes Kenei, Va'al Timkor. Okay? So the Gemara there darshins from Divrei Shalom V'Emes to Mishle. Emes Kenei, Va'al Timkor, that the truth you should purchase and never sell it, which is Torah. Okay? Harehi Kamita Shal Torah. Mazu Tzricha Sirtut, Avzu Tzricha Sirtut. Mazu Nitna Lihi Doresh. Avzu nitnali doresh. Hare lehejim edivrei Yerushalmi kamosh kasavnu. Dohad harei kamit l'shal Torah, lo al Megillah nema rak al dvorim atzman aksuva b'Megillah, shehem kedivrei Torah. Ukidinokad lo l'inyin shenitnu lihi doresh. V'kayel Yerushalmi gam l'din sirtut bahadi hach, de nitnu li doresh. You see that sirtut and nitnu li doresh, that they've been given over to expound on them, right, with the Yud Gimel Midah Shal Torah, right, Gzeirah Shavas, etc., is one halacha. Yerushalmi put it together. Mishum the Gamdin Sirtut Bahachi Talia, Ukamosha Kasavno, Vehain Hain Divrei Rambam Shekasav, the Tzricha Sirtut Kitara Atzma. And that's exactly the words of the Ram. That's what the Ram was formulating when he said it's Kitara Atzma. It has the exact same status, the same Chaloshem Torah, as the words of a Sefer Torah itself, as the words of Chamisha Chumshei Torah, as Torah's Moshe. Okay? I don't mean the Chafzah Shal Sefer Torah, I mean the content of the Sefer Torah. You see? So that's exactly, because it has a certain truth and a certain infinite character that lends itself to Drasha. And that's when you require Sirtut. That's exactly when you require Sirtut. That's when that ksav has to be differentiated from regular ksav. That's the idea.
Does not require
Absolutely, Nach requires Sirta. Of course. Absolutely. Oh, well, if you want to go back to Tefillin, I mean, we could explore it, but the answer is very simple, because they're Mechupin. You're right, they really should. That's the Rambam's point. The Halacha L'Moshmi Sinai should, of course, apply to it. But it's for a separate reason, because they're Mechupin. All right, now you got to define what Mechupin is. But it's not because, it's not because the content has a different quality. That's what the Rambam's answer shows you. It's not, the content really demands it. But they're mechupin, or however you formulate mechupin, but it's because they're mechupin. Not because there's anything wrong with the content. It's just that this content happens to be mechupin. Yeah, so now the rest of that paragraph goes pretty smoothly, right? Right? Tosa says, what do you need Divrei Shalom v'Emes to teach you Sirta? Just learn it out from Sefer. Lefi anal asi shapir. Da de nikre sefer hu raklin yin adina matzliyim bedin sefer Torah. Aval din sirta chenemar al Torah atzma. Lo shamina lo mikro de sefer. Right, sefer only teaches you things that have to do with the chefta. The chefta of a sefer Torah. The chefta of a Megillah Esther. But sirta you would never derive from that. Sirta has nothing to do with that. Sirta is a lach in content, in Torah. Rak me akro de divrei shalom ve'emes. Da kasa megillah rehu ki divrei Torah. That's how you know it. Umisha shemachi hu de tzricha sirtet. Ukamosha kasav de nera. Yeah. So that's very good. The Ram got some ketora atzma exactly from this Gemara that said divrei shalom harei kamita shal Torah. The Rambam saw that idea. That's the lach of Sirtut. It's a certain chaloshem of Torah, a certain chaloshem of content. That's what requires Sirtut. I'm just adding that I think it's an idea of differentiation. It's an idea of differentiation. By the way, you know, none of the other ancient writings had any kind of, like, engraved lines. You didn't have really engraved lines until, like, the year 400 AD. Someone double-check that, but that's, when I first did some research and I saw that they had no lined, parchment or papyrus until 400 AD. In fact, of course, the historians think that there was nothing before that, but they obviously never opened up a Mishnah or a Gemara, but another story. But that's the idea, yeah. These kashas are separate kashas, interesting kashas. I mean, that's a whole sugya on Dav Zayin and Megillah, whether or not, what the status, Koheles and Megillah Esther. I mean, you see that Esther and Mordechai petitioned Sanhedrin to make the Megillas Esther part of the Nach. So that's a separate thing to explore exactly what that issue was. From Divrei Shalom V'Emes, you're learning out that this is Torah. I mean, I can't get, I can tell you right now, I mean, it says a pasuk later, after Divrei Shalom V'Emes, Umamar Esther Kiyam, Divrei Apur Me'ela, V'Nichtav Basefer. So Rashi says, Umamar Esther Kiyam, Esther Biksha Me'ez Chachmei Ador, L'Kovam V'Lichtov Sefer Zeh, Im Shar Haksuvim, V'Zehu V'Nichtav Basefer. That's Kfouni L'Doros. That's what she told them. It's a Gemara. I told you, it's a Gemara Megillah. That's fine. Okay. Obviously, she could not say Kfouni L'Doros if there wasn't Divrei Shalom V'Emes. Stam letters can't become Kisvei Kodesh. It has to have the character of Torah, of Divrei Shalom V'Emes. What would have happened? Yes, I mean, I guess he could speculate. What would have happened if the Chacham would have turned down her request? What would have been the status of the Megillah? Good question. It still would have been written Beruach HaKodesh. It would still be Divrei Shalom V'Emes. I don't know. I don't know what would have happened. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that would be the asking me of my question.
That I think I can answer. I think I can answer that Divrei Shalom V'Emes gave it the quality whereby the Chachamim can now listen to Esther's request and decide to designate it as part of Kisvei HaKodesh. So, but it has to be a Chal Hashem Torah. It has to definitely have to be considered Ksuvim, a Chal Hashem Torah, in order for it to require Sirtut. There's Divrei Shalom V'Emes. Divrei Shalom V'Emes is the backdrop as to why it becomes Torah and why it demands Sirtut. There's what quality of Torah? What is it about Torah? Is it just Torah? No, it's Divrei Shalom V'Emes. It has that quality of absolute truth. And that's why it demands Sirtut. If they wouldn't have, for whatever reason, let's look for some whatever strange reasons, or whatever, you know, considerations. I don't know what the considerations are, how you decide whether something becomes Kisvei Kodesh. But whatever those considerations are, if they would have turned her down, it's, of course, that doesn't change the fact that the Divrei Shalom V'Emes. But, of course, I don't think it would require Sirtut, because it simply wouldn't be considered, I wonder if that wouldn't be considered, no, I don't think it would be considered Chal Hashem Torah. But the Chal Hashem Torah can only be given to something that has the status, the definition of Divrei Shalom V'Emes. But look, whatever you're going to say regarding that question exactly about the Kfa'uni Ladoros, it doesn't change the basic idea that we're saying here. You know what I mean? It's an interesting topic. But the bottom line is that Divrei Shalom V'Emes is one idea. It's talking not about the Chefta, but it's talking about the content. The Chalash has a Chalashem Torah insofar as it's Divrei Emes. And that is really the cause, that is the quality that demands Sirtut. You see? That's the quality that demands Sirtut. That's what the Grizz... That's what the Grizz is saying. That's his idea. It's a different category than the category of Sefer, which is the Chal Hashem Chefta Shel Sefer Torah. Or a Chal Hashem, whatever, Chefta Shel Tefillin, or... etc. We said we should be able to try to tackle the question, what's the reasoning of Mechufin? Mechufin. Why don't you say, but so what? It's Kisvei Kodesh. And Kisvei Kodesh is Torah Atzma. So it should require Sirtut. What kind of reason is that? So maybe the Rambam means like this, like the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin. Arba parshiyos eilu shehin kadesh li v'yaki v'yacha shebesef eilu shmos u'shma v'yayim shemo v'hein shenichtavos b'fnei atzman u'mechapin oson ba'or v'nikroyin tefillin u'meinichin oson ala rosh v'koshin oson ala yad. I mean, so maybe you could say that Sirtut is only when it exists as a partial akriya, but when it becomes a different entity, it becomes a shame tefillin. So now it doesn't have a separate, it doesn't have an identity as merely a parsha, as a parsha l'ksiva, l'kriya. But now it's a Chal Hashem tefillin. So it exists as a separate chefza and the cheft of tefillin doesn't demand, there's no idea of sirtut. Maybe that's the pshat in the Rambam. Because he says, you see, he says, machapin osan ba'or v'nikroyen tefillin. And now they're called tefillin. And there's the Dalet Parshios become called tefillin. They have a qualitatively different kind of existence. A different chaloshem, different nature. Whereas by Sefer Torah, of course, that's obviously Parshios L'Kriya. And even of mezuzah. A mezuzah is simply, you take the parsha and you affix it to the door, to the doorpost. It never undergoes a change. It's still a chefza shel kriya. In fact, yeah, it's a chefza shel kriya. One second, hold on. Hang on a second. All right, I'm taking a risk here with this raya, okay? The Rambam says in Perek Shlishi, by the Maisa of how to make tefillin, he says, Halacha Zayin, Kishu golel haparshios, bein shel rosh, bein shel yad, golel osan misofon letchilasan. Okay, you roll them from the end to the beginning. Achetimsa kishetiftach haparsha, so that it comes out that if you would open up the parsha, tikra kol shita mitchilasa lesofa, you'll read each line from beginning to end. Okay, that's how he puts it by tefillin. Now listen to how he puts it by mezuzah. Keshekoflin osa, golin osa misof hashita letchilasa, ad shetimsa kishiyiftach hakore likros, yikra merosh hashita lesofa. You hear the difference? See, here the Ram, right? It's pretty clear. One place the Ram simply says you do it from end to beginning, so that when it would be opened, the parsha, it would be read, you know, in the proper manner. But he never says that. He just says that shtimsa kishiyiftach parsha, right? It'll be read in the right. But by mezuzah he says, ad shetimsa kishiyiftach hakore likros. See, now the Ram introduces a kore, because mezuzah is really nitin l'kriya still. It hasn't undergone any change. It's simply take that parsha of Shema Vayom Shemoa and put it on the doorpost. And of course, parshios are always beglila. So it should be done in a way that the kore would encounter it properly. So it still exists as a parsha that's nitna likros, but not tefillin. Tefillin's halacha, they're tefillin. They don't exist as parshios l'kriya. They now exist as an entity of tefillin. And that's why the Ram says the halacha l'moshe m'sinai doesn't apply to them. Because the halacha l'moshe m'sinai only applies to ksav that's nitan l'kriya. That's what the Ram holds. So that answers the Ram, but why it says Kosh Mibnei Shehem Mechufen. He means because then they're a Chalashem Tfilin, and not a Chalashem of Mir Parshias. I shouldn't say Mir Parshias. A Chalashem Parshias. Okay. Tfilin, he wanted to tell you, you are putting into the Tfilin Parshios, so the Parshios have to exist in a certain way. He has to express it that way. The mitzvah is to take this chafta shel ksav and put it next on a doorpost. That's why. That's exactly the mitzvah. By the way, just something to think about. You know, I was thinking about this. Really, there's only two things that really Divrei Shalom v'Emes apply to. One is Torah shel ksav, and the other, of course, is really the universe itself. And it's funny, you know, it's funny, that expression, Divrei Shalom V'Emes. It just strikes me that when it comes to the universe, you do say, Oseh Shalom B'Mromav. You know, that term is used also by the universe. Those are the two things that are the objects, you know, the two things that God, you know, put into existence that we study to understand the Chachmas Hashem. The universe and Torah. And Torah. Yep.
How are you defining again the Divrei?
The one question I'll really leave you with is really a little bit more on Tosfos. Because according to Tosfos, I'll leave this to all the you know, the darshaners in the audience here. Because according to Tosfos, Divrei Shalom v'Emes means Amita Shel Torah, which means Yesodei Hadas. And this teaches you that Megillah requires Sirtut, just like Mezuzah. Now, it would be nice, according to Tosfos, to understand why the Megillah has, the Megillah Sesta has the same status as a mezuzah. As being as somehow that is Kabbalah Solmach Shamayim, and so is this. I know everyone's going to be start jumping to Kimu V'Kiblu. I'm just pointing out the point. That's it. Yeah, I'll leave all you guys to darshan there, all you want. By the way, just one more thing. I mean, you know, the Yerushalmi is really unbelievable. They're right. If it was Stamini Geres, it wouldn't make sense. When he's saying Nizkarim, Vinasin, now you start darshaning, this means this, this means that. That, you know what I mean? You wouldn't start coming up with all these kinds of halachic derivations from these particular, you know, from these expressions. You know, that's not what the basic meaning means in a letter. A Yamelin is Karim Vinasim. It means that these days will be remembered and done by the Jewish people forever. Or whatever it means, you know? But it doesn't mean Nizkarim means this, and the Nasim means Shalachmanas, and this means you would never darshan in such a manner. You wouldn't take an average guy's letter and start doing this, such things. It would be ridiculous. It would be ad hoc. But if they're really Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, they're written Baruch HaKodesh, then there's different levels. Then there's the Chachmas, you know, of the Pshat, of the Kosov, and then there's the Torah Shebaal Peh behind it, the concepts behind it. Then it lends itself to such a investigation and derivations. Then it does. Yep. All right, very good. In other words, the shalom in the universe means a certain harmony. A certain harmony. How everything in a absolute system, how everything works as a system, in a certain harmonious nature. That's Divrei Shalom V'Emes.